Welcome back. Today we're going deep on bassline theory through the drum's lens, because in jungle and old school DNB, the roller isn't just a drum loop, it's a low-end engine. The goal of this lesson is simple to say and hard to truly nail: make the kick feel heavy and glued to the bassline, while keeping that endless roller momentum. Not sidechain the bass and call it a day. We're building a kick-bass relationship that reads on big systems and small speakers, stays consistent without flab, and keeps pulling forward. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, and I want you listening like a producer, not just following steps. Every move should answer one question: does this make the downbeat more inevitable, and does it make the bass feel like a wheel that keeps turning? Alright, set your tempo between 165 and 172. I'm going to sit at 170 BPM, because it tells the truth about groove problems fast. On your master, drop a spectrum temporarily. Then add a utility, and map the mono button so you can check mono constantly. In this style, mono isn't a checkbox. Mono is the reality of a lot of club playback, and it's also the quickest way to catch low-end lies. Now, step 1. We're building a kick that has weight and point. Old-school rollers usually want a kick that's short and punchy, and then the bass line carries the sustain. If your kick is long, it eats the bass's job. If your bass is too long and your kick is too long, you get that slow, smeary feeling where the whole groove leans backwards. So we'll make a two-layer kick. First layer, kick sub. This is the thud. Make a MIDI track called Kick Sub. Load simpler in one-shot mode with a clean short kick, or even a low tom that has a nice rounded tail. In simpler, keep warp off. Turn on the filter, set it to a 24 dB low pass, and bring it down somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz depending on the sample. We're trying to remove all the extra junk, so this layer is basically the weight. Now the amp envelope. Attack basically 0, maybe 1 millisecond if you need to avoid a click. Decay around 120 to 200 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. Listen for this. The kick should feel like a punch, not like a note. Then add EQ8. High pass at about 25 to 30 Hz. Don't be precious about but sub goes low. Uncontrolled sub low is not weight, it's just headroom theft. If the sample needs a little push, add a gentle bell around 50 to 70 Hz, 1 to 3 dB, and only if it genuinely improves the feel. Second layer, kick top. This is the knock, the click, the beater, the thing that helps the kick speak through breaks and on smaller speakers. Make a MIDI track called Kick Top. Load simpler again, one shot. Use a beater click, a knock, or even the transient from a snare that you trim down tight. On this layer, EQ 8 first. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the sub lane. If you need more bite, a gentle bell around 2 to 4K. Then saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive between 2 and 6 dB. Soft clip on. And this is key. Match the output so you're not fooled by loudness. We want better tone, not just more level. Now group both tracks into a group called kick group. On kick group, insert glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds so the transient gets through. Release on auto, or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, if you want to set it manually. Ratio 4 to 1. Pull the threshold until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on hits. This is a hug, not a chokehold. Then add drum bus slightly. Drive 2 to 5%. Crunch optional. Keep it low. Boom at 0 to maybe 10%. But I'm warning you, boom can wreck phase fast. If you use it like seasoning, not like the meal. Transients can go up a bit, 5 to 15, if you want the knock to step forward. Then utility, turn on bass mono, and set it around 120 Hz. Now listen to the kick quietly, not loud, quiet. A good kick in this style still feels present when it's not blasting you. If it disappears at low volume, don't immediately boost sub. Usually you need better mid definition from the top layer, or a touch of harmonics on the sub layer. Quick coach note here, velocity programming affects perceived weight more than random EQ boosts. Keep kick velocity mostly consistent for authority. Then, if you want that lean, do tiny changes, like 2 to 5 velocity steps on a couple of hits. If your kick velocity is all over the place, your sidechain will also feel inconsistent, and the whole groove starts wobbling emotionally. Now we move to bassline theory. Kick is the downbeat, bass is the wheel. In rollers, the bass often answers the kick. The kick says here, and the bass says keep going. The bass pattern is often cyclical and hypnotic, and it avoids stepping on the kick's core frequency. Before we even mix, choose an anchor note for the tune. This is huge. Pick whether you live around F, F sharp, G, or G sharp. These notes sit right in that classic weight zone. If you pick G, your sob fundamental is around 49 Hz. G sharp is about 51.9. F is about 43.65. Decide early, because your kick and your bass can't both own the exact same space every hit without fighting. Create a MIDI track called SUB. Load operator for a clean classic sub. Oscillator A, sine wave. Set the amp envelope. Attack 0. Decay somewhere between 200 and 600 milliseconds depending on how plucky you want it. Sustain can be all the way down if you want strict plucks, or around minus 6 to minus 12 dB if you want a little hold. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Then EQ8, high pass at 25 to 30 Hz again. Clean the sub. Add saturator subtly, soft sine or analog clip. 1 to 4 dB of drive, soft clip on. This is not to distort the sub. This is to generate just enough harmonic information so the bass still implies itself on smaller speakers. And here's a powerful little operator trick for pitch perception. Add oscillator B 1 octave up. Very low level, not audible as a new sound, just enough to hint the note when the fundamental can't be reproduced. Sub that translates is not always the sub that measures biggest. Now the pro move. The kick weight glue bus. This is where we separate low-end decision-making from the rest of the mix. Make a group called LOWENND bus. Route only kick group and SUB into it. Nothing else. Not brakes, not reese, not pads. Just kick and sub. On low-end bus, at EQ8 first. High pass at 25 Hz. Optionally, a gentle shelf down 1 to 2 dB above 150 to 200 Hz to keep this bus focused. We're building a foundation. Not a whole mix. Then glue compressor. Attack 30 milliseconds to let transients through. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Threshold so you're getting about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. This is subtle, but it's magic subtle. You're teaching the kick and bass to breathe together, just a little, so the roller feels unified instead of two separate elements wrestling. Then utility. Bass mono on. 120 Hz. Adjust gain for headroom, then a limiter just as a safety net, not loudness. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. If it's doing more than a dB while you're building, something upstream is too hot. Now, sidechain. We want momentum, not EDM pumping. On the SUB track, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Audio from kick group. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack between 0.3 and 2 milliseconds. Release between 60 and 120 milliseconds. At 170 BPM. I often live around 80 to 110, but we'll addition it, near around 3 to 6 dB. Set the threshold so you see 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. When the kick hits, listen for the feel, not the meter. If the groove feels like it slows down or it's sucking air, your release is too long. If it clicks, or the bass loses body right at the front, your attack is too fast or you're ducking too hard. The best sidechain and rollers almost feels like the kick simply has priority, not like the bass is being yanked away. Next, frequency slotting. Don't fight. Assign roles. Use spectrum on the kick and sub. Where is the kick's main bump? Maybe it's around 55 to 65 Hz. Then ask, does your bass fundamental live right there too? If yes, you're going to get inconsistent hits, because sometimes the waveforms reinforce and sometimes they cancel, and you'll be tempted to chase it with EQ and compression forever. A practical approach. Let the kick have the 55 to 65 zone if that's where it naturally hits, and put the sub fundamental a little lower, like 40 to 55, or choose notes and octaves that reduce collision. If you can't change the kick, change the bass note or octave. That's not compromise, that's arrangement intelligence. Optional move, after your sidechain compressor on the SUB, add EQ8 with a narrow bell at the kick fundamental, maybe 60 Hz, and dip 2 to 4 dB. Static dips are often enough if the pattern is consistent. Save dynamic tricks for when the line truly changes. Now the advanced part that creates timeless, timing and envelopes. Roller motion lives in the micro. First, micro delay the bass. In Ableton's mixer, use track delay on the SUB. Try plus 5 to 15 milliseconds. This makes the kick arrive first, and the bass feels like it rolls behind it. It's subtle, but it changes the emotional perception of impact. A slash be it. If the groove suddenly feels more confident, you're in the right zone. Second, note lengths are groove control. Shorten bass notes so they don't overlap the kick. Think in a space budget per eighth note at 170 BPM. The kick owns the first slice. The bass owns the rest, and everything else needs to stay out of the sub lane or be heavily shaped. Third, groove. Use groove pool lightly, mostly on hats and percussion. Not kick and sub. If you apply it to bass, keep it subtle, like 10 to 25%, because flanning between kick and bass kills that clean inevitability. Now a quick troubleshooting coach moment. Phase alignment isn't just a rescue mission, it's a groove tool. If your kick plus sub sometimes feels massive and sometimes hollow even though the pattern didn't change, that's often start phase inconsistency. Do this test. Duplicate your kick clip for one bar and loop it. If the low end wobbles with no changes, fix consistency upstream first. Warp off, consistent sample start, shorten tails. Then go back to EQ and compression. Don't polish a moving target. Metering that helps. Put spectrum on the LOWEND bus and slow the refresh so you see the center of gravity instead of transient spikes. And briefly drop a tuner on the SUB. Confirm the note you think you're playing is actually the note you're hearing. Synth subs are accurate. Sample-based subs can be weird. Now let's talk arrangement, because momentum is also phrase design. Try a 32-bar roller structure. Bars 1 to 8, establish the core loop, let the listener lock in. Bars 9 to 16, add a ghost kick or alternate kick very subtly. Or do a tiny change like removing the kick top for one beat somewhere, so the next full kick feels heavier without you turning anything up.